Blog Talk Radio.
Terminal fans, welcome to the show on another Sunday. Sign Guy along with the coach with the most coming at us from coast to coast. He doesn't mean to brag, but he has to boast because his favorite part of a farm is the fence post. Coach Mike Jones, real quick before we jump into the interview, if you're looking for some professional wrestling today, Summit Pro Wrestling happening in Greenfield, Indiana, and Warrior Pro Wrestling starting right about now in Danville, Indiana. So get out there, support your local independents. But right away, I want to jump into things with our guest today. He is out of the great state of Colorado, Balaam Lynx. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing very well. Now, since today is your first time with us, I will start you out with the traditional first-timer question. What led you getting into the business of professional wrestling?
I think it's kind of like, just a typical answer, man. I've been a fan for, since I was a child all my life, and I've always thought about, possibly doing it, but it wasn't until I bumped into TNA's X Division when I started watching that on Spike back in, 2010 or something, and I saw the guys, I saw their size, and I was like, hey, you know what, I've always been a smaller guy, but if these guys can do it, I can do it, and that was really kind of sparked my interest of wanting to pursue it. So it took me a little bit, but finally here, and I'm super happy about it.
Now, the X Division, of course, a sort of a hybrid of cruiserweights as well as just that type of style, no matter what your size was. Did you have a background as far as gymnastics or amateur wrestling or anything that was going to prepare you for pro wrestling training, or did you go into that cold?
I would say cold, because the only thing I have like athletic background wise is like I played a lot of basketball and I played a lot of lacrosse in high school. I think what actually did kind of help me was I used to be really into like extreme sports, BMX, skateboarding, snowboarding and stuff. So like that adrenaline rush and like kind of just like literally just throwing caution to the wind when you're kind of doing these big things, that did help me with what I'm doing now, for sure.
Now, flash forward several years, and you're in the thick of the scene there in Colorado, which has grown exponentially over the last 4 or 5 years. It's become a hotbed of independent pro wrestling. What do you think it is about the Colorado area that really exploded with professional wrestling?
That's a good question. There's a lot going on here. There's a lot of hidden gems here in Colorado. I think people kind of just pay us no mind because there's been wrestling here for a long time. But yeah, like you said, recently over this past couple of years, it's actually been kind of booming a lot. And there's a lot of credit to that with my home Rocky Mountain Pro. We have a TV network here. That we do that, and so that definitely helps bring eyes to the scene. But like, there's also a bunch of other independents out here, like Lucha Libre and Last. They bring out a lot of guys from the independent scene all across the country, and even in different countries and stuff. And they bring them in here, and I know that definitely does help with bringing eyes in here as well too. And then with someone like me, I travel a decent amount of the time, and everywhere I go to, I always try to bring guys here to wrestle some of the guys that we have here, either at Rocky Mountain or anywhere else. And I definitely think our traveling people are putting in a lot of work and bringing a lot of ice to over here as well.
Years ago, Colorado was part of the AWA territory, and a lot of times fans will gravitate towards the style of professional wrestling that came out of their particular territory. Do you find on shows that you do, a lot of the fans like the old AWA style of more on-the-mat grappling type of professional wrestling, or do you think that the fans have evolved past that?
It's evolved kind of past that, kind of like how it is in wrestling now. The sport is ever evolving. Everything's always changing. Yeah. And that's the good thing about Colorado here is that with the amount of talent that we have here, the amount of different styles that we have here, there's always going to be someone wrestling doing something that somebody likes. You know, there's a lot of, you know, mat tacticians out here. There's a lot of lucha guys out here. Like, there's a lot of luchadores out here. It's crazy. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, brawlers and deathmatch guys out here. Like, there's literally there's something for somebody always here. It's amazing.
In the last few weeks, AEW made its way to Colorado, and a lot of talent made it to the various AEW programming, be it Dark or Dark Elevation. In your case, AEW Dynamite, where you faced off with Hook. What was it like for you getting a chance on national TV with a guy like Hook that is sort of a hot wrestler in AEW right now?
Well, it was definitely a mind-blowing experience. It was definitely a dream come true. I wasn't expecting anything like that at all, actually. I was expecting just to get a dark match, you know, like most of the talent. But once they said, hey, man, you're going to go up against Hook on national TV, I was like, okay. I started getting nervous, of course. The dude's a class act, man. He's a champion for a reason. He is one hell of a competitor. And he definitely lives up to his name and his legacy, for sure. And I was just fortunate enough to work with the guy.
Now, the match wasn't very long, but oftentimes it doesn't take very long for someone to be in a national televised match before the phone starts ringing off the hook, messages start blowing up with promoters wanting to use that person that is fresh off TV so they can put the ad seen on TV, tag all the person they went to book. Did you notice an uptick in booking information inquiries?
Yeah, actually I did. I said, man, that's the great thing about AEW, man. They everywhere they go to, they use a lot of the local talent or in the surrounding areas, they give them a platform to, you know, be able to show everybody what they got, you know, and like everybody, and it's that's awesome to me. And it's a great opportunity whenever anybody gets it because, yeah, it does put a lot of eyes on you. And, yeah, there's definitely an uptick in, you know, people trying to book you, your social media interactions, and it's great all around.
You also, like you said, travel quite a bit. You've been up in our neck of the woods here in Washington quite a bit as well. Washington's wrestling scene also has gotten much bigger, much healthier over the last few years. What do you think of your time in Washington State?
Oh, I love Washington State. Oh, my God. That's a beautiful place, beautiful state, and especially in the summer. Oh, my God, you can't really beat it. It's so nice. And but they got a lot of talent up there, too. They have a lot of good wrestlers out there in the Pacific Northwest, and you're definitely right. It's one of those hotbeds now, and it's actually pretty cool to see, you know, not just with, like, Northwest Pro out there. You know, you got SOS and you know, Defy and all those guys, anybody in the working on those promotions up there, they're killing it, and it's awesome to see, and I just hope that I get more opportunities out there to get in the ring with these good guys, you know?
For sure. Now, also here in Washington, as you know, a all-female promotion came about, Glamour, and they used a lot of people out of Colorado on their shows. What do you think of the progress so far of Glamour?
Oh, good progress. Again, it's definitely a good product and something different. The females, all female shows are always awesome because it showcases the amazing women talent that come all throughout the country. And Glamour, Glamour use a lot of people, a lot of girls over here from Rocky Mountain Pro, just because they want to do something kind of different than just put on a regular woman show, you know. And they came to the girls from Rocky Mountain because we're TV trained, and we have a lot of the training that we do, and all there's a schedule that we have. It runs a pretty tight shift, so you want good results, you got to get the good people for that. And we're fortunate enough that Glamour wanted to use a lot of the Rocky Mountain Pro girls, and it was a awesome product, and I hope to see more soon from those guys, big time.
Absolutely. I believe within the next couple of months there are talks of more Glamour matches happening, so hopefully that holds true. Now, the talent there in Rocky Mountain Pro and the surrounding areas promotions, obviously they come from somewhere, and there's wrestling training happening there in Colorado. I know you've been involved in assisting with some of these guys as they train and getting them started on their path to professional wrestling. What led to you wanting to help out with that aspect of the business?
It was a mixture of a few different things. The business is pretty hard. Everything that we do is Kevin Nash said it well. It's 90% mental and 10% physical, and that's so true, because this thing is very mentally draining, and it's hard. It's so hard, and if I can make things easier for anybody before me, I'm definitely gonna try. D'Lo Brown gave me the best advice ever. He was like, now that you're out here, you gotta be one of those good guys that holds his hand back for somebody else to help him get where you're at now, so that way you can keep on going to the next level. But there's still always gonna be a constant array of talent around you that you're helping to push. And that's our job, as elevated talent, to give for us to give back to professional wrestling, and that's all I try to do all the time. And I know that if I had someone like me, my first 2 years would have made all the difference. So I'm just trying to make it to where that happens to these guys now. And I said I'm nowhere close to having a vet or anything, but as many shows as Rocky Mountain does, as house shows and TV tapings and all that stuff, I do have a good grasp on how things kind of do work and with the experience I've had with them, because we do almost 200 shows a year just with them, and that's not including any shows that I do traveling. I do travel a lot, so I do have a decent amount of experience when it comes to what to do and how to do it with traveling. So if I can just make things easier for anybody, I try to do it as best as I can.
As someone that has traveled quite a bit, if a new wrestler that is just starting needed advice on how to successfully travel for professional wrestling, not even the wrestling part of it necessarily, but just the actual travel part, what are some of the pieces of advice you would give to them?
It seems worth it to you. Go for it. Try to make it work as best as you can. Right now, wrestling has the potential to become your livelihood, but if you're in a position where it's not, always rely on your main source of income, your day job, and hopefully that gives you enough money to be able to pursue wrestling the same way that I have. And if you make enough money to where you can travel, don't be scared. Definitely do it. Take the bite, and you'll see how rewarding it is. You might not make a lot of money in the very beginning, but the more you do it, the more you show your worth, the more you show that you can provide a service to someone that runs a show, to a promotion, to a booker or whatever. The more that you can provide a service to them, the more value you have, and then from there in turn, the more money that you're worth. So eventually it starts coming around, and you won't be out any money. Just don't be afraid to spend it, so that way you can actually go out and gain this experience and gain this knowledge, and also you have fun while you're doing it. It's the biggest thing is have fun, and you just can't be scared. You just got to just do it, and the reward is so worth it.
Now, obviously, a lot of the people out of the Colorado area have either traveled quite a bit out of that area or they have migrated to Colorado to wrestle. And so you've seen a lot of different faces in and out of the Colorado area, I'm sure. Who are some of the people that fans may not know at a national level, but have that potential to be the national stars of the next 3 to 4 years?
Oh, my God, there's so many. I can't even notice. I mean, of course, you know, the guys, you know, the guys that I'm here with all the time, you know, my tag team partner, Echo Boosin, a man is amazing. He is my tag team partner for a reason. I don't like relying on anybody for anything in life. So it's really it's hard for me to find a partner that I can rely on and trust. And he's definitely one of them, and he's amazing, and he teaches me a lot, too. So definitely him. Lilith Grimm, everybody knows Lilith Grimm right now. She is amazing. She's a mainstay here, and she's becoming a household name everywhere, and always amazing, crazy work ethic, and can literally do anything that she sets her mind to. It's amazing. You saw him on Dynamite the same day. My boy Atiba, dude is so good. It is crazy. He's so young, and he's just so talented, and he has this eye for everything with professional wrestling. He has a sense of that, and he's so good, and he's one of those partners that you have. It's like, this guy can't do no wrong. Absolutely amazing. We just had this guy come in from Kansas. His name is Ray Leon. He comes in with his luchador homies, the Empire, Valencia y Paz. Those three guys together, man, those guys are amazing over there in Kansas. They put in the work. They're entertaining as all hell. And they're good. And those guys are up and coming, too. And you guys got to watch out for those guys. Those guys are something amazing. Out of Gino's class over there off the ropes, you got Dante King. That dude is amazing. I had the pleasure of sharing the ring with him about a month ago before the new year. And, man, we had one hell of a match. And he's one hell of a competitor. And he's going to be something special. I know it. I can feel it. And I look forward to getting the ring with him again. In March, it's going to be awesome. I mean, at the top of my head, that's all I got right now. Everybody else knows the household names that come around through here. You know, you got D'Lo Brown, Sledge, Josh Matthews, Martin Casals. There's a lot of people that come through here, and I'm fortunate enough to work with all these guys.
What are the people that popped up into the Colorado scene in the last year and a half or so? Someone I've known from his start in the business, that being Fuji Brown. He relocated to Colorado almost by accident, but liked it there, stayed there. He's been doing very well all over the Colorado map. What do you think of Fuji Brown?
Oh, Fuji Brown is amazing. That man is so talented, and he's funny as hell, but he's so supportive. Oh, my God. He was so supportive of me when he did the AEW stuff, because he's been doing this. He's been wrestling for a long time, so he has a lot of connections everywhere. And he was there. Oh, man, he was the loudest person in the whole crowd when I came out there. It was awesome. And, like, you know, he was always messaging me and stuff. And, you know, Fuji's an amazing talent, an amazing person. And he's so good. He's just a good dude. And he's doing a lot to help out with a bunch of the independents out here, too. You know, he does a lot with Primos and CSW. And he's become like a cornerstone for Battleground Pro over here, too, up north. But just because that company relocated from California to here. And he's been like a cornerstone to help him kind of get off the ground over here. And I can't say enough about Fuji. He's amazing. Really good dude.
Well, at this point, my co-host, Coach Mike Jones, is standing by. I know Coach has questions as well, so I'm going to pass things right over to Coach.
Sounds good.
Hey, thanks for coming on. It's an honor to have you, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, man. That's an honor for you guys to have me, man. Thank you, guys. Really, this is fun. I appreciate this.
Okay, so on our shows, we normally have some standard questions we ask. Sign Guy touched on a few of my standard questions on, like, the sports growing up and then your athletic background. And then also some people to look out for, your list of people you gave. That sort of is part of one of my questions of who are some of your favorite people to work with?
Oh, that's a tough one. maybe people to work with. We got this guy, Curtis Cole, out here. He's amazing. He's actually one of my trainers. Every time we get in the ring together, it's like lightning in a bottle. We have such good chemistry, and the dude floats in the ring. He's awesome, and he can make or break a guy. He's so good. He's one of my favorite people to work with all the time. You know, my childhood friend that I got into the business with together, Damon Ace. He's kind of a character. He's kind of an asshole, but. Every time we get in, we grew up together. So every time we get in the ring, that chemistry has already been there for years, and we know everything there is to know about each other. So every time we get in the ring, it's always one hell of a match, and always surprises both of us. It's so much fun to work with. Atiba is always one of the fun ones that I can get in the ring with, and always know that I can always do some new stuff or something different, or I can really stretch my legs out with that guy. I think, actually, though, my top favorite is I love getting in the ring with J.D. Mason over there at Northwest Pro in the Pacific Northwest. He eats and sleeps wrestling. He knows so much, a wealth of knowledge. And every time we get into the ring, he floats in the ring. He's so good. His psychology is so good. And it is everything has meaning with him. And he's every time I get in the ring, it's a privilege to be with him because he's so good, and I always have so much fun working with him. He's an amazing guy.
Nice. All right. Yes, very familiar with J.D. Mason. Worked with him for years. Yes, I agree. All right. Now, one of our other standard questions is, Sign Guy and the fans would love to know what your favorite coffee is to drink.
Black. I like black coffee. Actually, good coffee doesn't really need too much, and plus, I mean, you gotta stay kind of clean. You know, not too much sugar, not too much dairy. So black coffee definitely works out for me.
Okay, and then now here back to mine. Who were some of your heroes growing up? Whether it was wrestling, sports, music, or ordinary life, or all the above.
Oh, that's a tough one. First and foremost, I would have to say my mother. My mother was the hardest working person I've ever seen in my life, I've ever met in my life. Without my mom, I don't know where I'd be right now. She pulls me out of a lot of dark places, and she's always an inspiration to me how hard she works and to achieve what she wants and what she needs, and definitely set the standard for my hard working ethic and stuff. So definitely my mother, first and foremost. In the business-wise, I would say Sting. I grew up watching a lot of Sting and AJ Styles. Those two influence a lot of what I do in the ring. But even outside of the ring, they're like personal heroes of mine because of just how humble they are. And, you know, they're really good people. And those two are a really good a really good definition of a superstar. But they can make it while focusing on God as well. And those two are God-fearing men. And to me, that's amazing. And it's an inspiration to me, for sure.
Okay, right on. All right, now, what are some of the most memorable matches that you've seen and been involved with?
Oh, man, I've seen a lot. I guess the memorable ones are the ones I've been involved with. I did... Like personally, for me, every year, Rocky Mountain Pro has his big show milestone. My second year at Rocky Mountain Pro, I did the Colorado Cup at milestone, and you win. It's like a big Royal Rumble, and if you win that, you get to cash in your an opportunity for the top prize, the Rocky Mountain Pro Heavyweight Championship. But I did it. I won it. I was in there for over 45 minutes with a dislocated hip. that sucks.
Dang.
But I was able to dig down pretty deep and just keep pushing forward as hard as I was able to. And in the end, it was worth it because I ended up winning. And it was an amazing feeling. And I think that's probably one of the moments I probably never forget just because of how emotional I was and how much pain I was in. But it was just so worth it. It was amazing. The crowd went nuts. And yeah, 45 minutes. That was no joke. Same thing with one of my matches with Bob Evans. Every year, Bob Evans does his Iron Week, and he does it for charity. He does an Ironman match Sunday through Saturday, so seven days of 1 hour Ironman matches. And I was fortunate enough he chose me to be one of those. And that was probably something I'll never forget, because wrestling for an hour straight is, that's no joke, for sure. I think those are the two that stick out to me the most.
Okay, what about that you've seen?
That's a tough one too, man. That's a real tough one. I don't know how much time we got, if I had to think about that one.
we can come back to that one, or you give a couple now and then come back to some.
Yeah, we can definitely come back to that. Hopefully I can think of something.
Okay, and then let me see. What suggestions do you have for people wanting to get into the business?
Don't be scared. Just do it. If you're dancing with it for a while, obviously that means you want to do it. So just bite the bullet and do it. Make a schedule to where you can fit in, you know, your personal life and your wrestling life, so that way you can do a nice balance. Because you have to give your time, your body time to rest, your mind time to rest as well too, and just give it your all. If you start and you decide to not give it your all, then what are you doing? There's no point for you to be here. So if you're in it, you're in it for the long haul. And so that's what professional wrestling needs. That's what professional wrestling deserves. You to be in there 110% if you're going to do it. So that's definitely the biggest thing is that. But if you decide to, literally just give everything that you have.
Okay, great. All right. And then another one of my standard questions is, and then let me guess, too. I'm going to give it a guess. But the question is, who's some of your toughest opponents? My first guess would be J.D. Mason.
Yeah, J.D. Mason's definitely a tough one, man. The dude's he's resilient, and like I said, he's very smart. So a lot of things that I do or that I can do, he knows a way to get out of it or something, man. The guy's clever. He's definitely a tough one. I was locked in the cage with him sometime last year in the middle of summer, and that was a grueling match. Definitely a tough one. Bob Evans, for sure. That dude is hard as nails. Age has not slowed him down at all. He's still as tough as can be. He's earned the name Brutal Bob Evans, for sure, and he lives up to it every single time he's in the ring. So he's definitely one of the toughest ones. Same thing, my trainer, Mercury Yaden, the guy is a wealth of knowledge and is floats in the ring as well, and he's one of the toughest guys I've ever been in the ring with, because he is a wizard in there. He can get out, counter anything and everything. He'll put you in the weirdest positions ever and in such different predicaments. It's crazy what he can do. His arsenal is huge, so he's definitely one of the toughest ones. Damian Hicks as well. The guy is one tough SOB for sure, because the dude is just resilient as all hell. And he's just strong. He's tough. Pick you up and throw you easily. He's definitely one of them as well, too.
Awesome, yes. And I've been blessed and honored to work with Bob Evans also in my real school army. It was Team Ring of Honor here in the Northwest at Bremerton, Washington, the World Underground Wrestling against Ron Von Hess and Shinsuke Madness. It was myself and Team Ring of Honor, Shane Taylor, Bob Evans, and Tim Hughes, and of course we destroyed those guys.
That's awesome, my God. That'd be something to see.
Yes. Okay. And then what do you got coming up?
We got a good decent amount coming up. This brand new promotions has come up here in Colorado, down southern in Colorado Springs. It's called the Colorado Wrestling Connection. And it's first show is coming up this Saturday. It's coming up Saturday this Friday on the 27th. So I get to be part of the its debut show, which is going to be pretty cool. That's going to be awesome. Rocky Mountain, of course, has all of its shows that we have all the time. A weekly Ignition every Thursday, live on YouTube. Everybody can catch that. Always have that going on. Travel wise, I got I'll be in Vegas in February for its for Level Up Con versus Mania that weekend, the 17th through the 19th. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then another one, I'll be in IZW for in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, right after that as well too. So that's just a few things. It'll be fun. Pretty busy.
Okay, what schools would you suggest for people?
First and foremost, definitely out here at Rocky Mountain Pro Academy, or it goes by the Alex Snow Wrestling School, Rocky Mountain, for sure. When it comes to, you know, wanting to do things right, good footwork, good techniques, you learn how to work TV, which is super important because TV wrestling is very different than just regular independent, you know, house shows and stuff. So it's definitely good to know. Gino's school as well, but they're at Off the Ropes. Gino's a wealth of knowledge too. The guy knows so much, and he's done so much too. He has so much experience, and so he teaches his students are always, you know, tough as nails, and those guys can go. So definitely, like for me, those two schools are probably like in the surrounding areas are like the top notch ones for sure.
Okay, and then did you come up with any memorable matches that you've seen?
I've seen, does it have to be live? Like, I've seen it live in person for it to be like a TV match.
Okay. And then you can tell us to look up.
Yeah, definitely. So I would definitely say NWA TNA in 2003, which was AJ Styles and D'Lo Brown. That match is probably one of my all-time favorite matches of all time. It was fantastic. D'Lo Brown was at a whole new level when he went over there after his WWE run. It was crazy. And AJ Styles, of course, I mean, I can't say enough about the guy. The guy's he's just the pinnacle of professional wrestling, in my opinion. And those two, when they went at it, it was a magical match. It was amazing. Literally, you cannot take your eyes off of it. So that's probably one of my all-time favorite matches, is that one.
Nice. Okay, and then how do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me in a lot of different ways. You can find me on Facebook at Balaam Links. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Balaam. And luckily the name's unique, so no one really has it, so that's great. So it'll be easy to find. Pro Wrestling Tees, find me at Balaam Links as well. And then all of my social medias, they have, you know, they have my phone number and they have my email. But if you want to email me, you can always email me Balaam95@gmail.com, and yeah.
All right, cool. And then I'm sure Sign Guy has some more questions for you, but hey, man, I want to wish you all the luck in the world, and thanks again.
Very much appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
All right, thank you, Coach. Well, Balaam, one of the things that has been in a bit of a controversial state in pro wrestling in the last several years is the use of blood in matches. As we know more from the medical world about bloodborne pathogens and potential dangers and so forth, fans and people within the industry wonder if it's really safe to have too much bloodshed in wrestling. It's always potentially going to be there. You, of course, have bled in matches I've been in, if you'll recall the cage match, so I know you have firsthand experience. What is your opinion as far as blood relating to pro wrestling for 2023?
I'd say that it's good. People are a lot more cautious now, of course, you know, because we went, you know, with COVID and all that stuff, so everyone's getting a lot more cautious about, you know, what's out there, you know, and their health and stuff. And sometimes things happen. You really never know. Like, you know, the match that I had with JD, we never really, we don't plan for stuff like that. And sometimes it just happens because, you know, what type of match it is. And it's, you know, sometimes you just, you know, you're in a cage, you know, sometimes it might be a frail in the cage or side wall or something. You know, I mean, you never really know. So sometimes it just happens and there's nothing you can really do about it. So you kind of have to be just okay with it, you know. If you're able to keep going, then great. If you're able to keep going safely, then great. If not, okay, then, yeah, call it. But, you know, if the situation calls for it, or if it's under, I mean, I think it's still a good thing to do. Really plays into the emotions with a lot of things, but I mean, it should be fine. I think it's good because now people are more cautious about their health and what they're doing. So, you know, good, you know, to get the blood work and done and stuff, so that way they can see, you know, what they have and what they don't have, and you know, if they're clean and stuff, which is good. I think that's a good thing about, you know, sporting commissions in different states. Some have them, some of them don't. If they don't, it's fine. And if they do, to me, it's also fine as well too, because at least now I know that every competitor there has been, you know, checked. So I don't think it's really a bad thing. Really not. I think it's, if it calls for it, it calls for it. And if it happens, then it happens. It's all right. It doesn't really change too much.
Speaking of commissions, as someone that has traveled quite a bit, do you have a lot of interactions between yourself and the various commissions, or are they sort of in the background for you where you don't really interact too much except to send them the tech and the paperwork?
It's more of a background thing, just because, I mean, if it's a new state, I mean, it's all it is is just initial email. Hey, I need to apply, I'm applying for this. What do I need, or what is it that you guys need specifically? Because different states, different commissions need different stuff. Some just require a regular blood work. Some require like blood work that has like specific details into it. Some need a physical, some don't. It just really just depends. So, I mean, just the first initial contact with them is the most talking you guys have back and forth. But once it's past that, it's really just background stuff. Hey, I need to get this renewed. Here's this. How much do I send you for? How much for it to be renewed?
You mentioned Lilith Grimm a little while ago. She has been all over the map, but she also has been in OVW quite a bit the last year or so for various tours of OVW. OVW has ties to a few different promotions in the United States. They also had ties to a promotion in Romania, of all places. Their training school has turned out several WrestleMania main event talents. What do you think of what OVW is doing present day, as they still look to be a major source of training new talent and potentially making stars out of the people that pass through the doors?
Oh, what they're doing and what they have been doing is absolutely amazing. That's over here at Rocky Mountain, we're fortunate enough to be a sister school of OVW with the Alcino Wrestling Academy. And what Alcino has done and what he's continued to do is pivotal in everything in everything professional wrestling. The guy there's literally nothing that he does not know. And that's fantastic. And, you know, luckily my head trainer, Mercury Yaden, was trained, has done a lot of training with Alcino, and he's learned a lot from him. So Alcino's his mentor. And so a lot of things that they implement in OVW, we implement over here at Rocky Mountain. So we're blessed to be able to do the same thing that they're doing. And to me, they're always going to be the standard bearer when it comes to producing great talent for professional wrestling here in the United States. If you have Al Snow's stamp of approval, you are as good as gold in the ring, in my opinion.
Well, we are at the part of the show, we have a game we like to play called Word Association. I'll throw out the names of some people that most likely you have come across in your career, and the first word or two that pops to mind is the answer. Are you ready for some word association?
Yeah, man, let's have it.
All right. First name, the Lumberjack.
Big.
Joe Vernola.
Man, he's such a character. I can't even say one word about him. He's so good. He's an amazing announcer.
Chongo.
Charismatic. Very charismatic.
Fuji Brown.
That's one word. It's so hard. He's such a good guy. He's so cool. He's funny as hell. Dreads. I guess Dreads. He's funny. He's good.
Tough Timmy Hughes.
Inspirational.
Reagan Grimes.
Crazy, obviously. Oh, she's so good, too. She's amazing.
Paragon.
Damn, that's a tough one. I haven't seen that guy in forever. We'll get back to that one.
All right. Next one is Ken Hamlin.
Ken Hamlin. charismatic as well.
Lola the Adventurer.
Boots. Not funny. No, she's funny. She's good. She's very aggressive. Very smart. She's very aggressive for her size.
Jim Stone.
That's not ringing a bell.
Okay. Brutal Bob Evans.
Again, inspirational for sure. Man's been pivotal in my career. Great mentor.
D'Lo Brown.
That's a hard one, too. That's, again, inspirational. The dude is – I'm so blessed to have him as a coach and as a mentor. He's amazing. Also been very pivotal in my career.
Phoenix Kid.
Man, he's great. Oh, man, he's good, too. He's Daredevil. He's a daredevil. That dude does a lot. He's crazy. He's cool. Really good guy.
Taekwon Bro.
Bruce Leroy comes to mind. Wow, he's awesome, too. He's good. Very good.
All right, the last name on the list, Nick Lash.
The future. That guy is so good, so good, and he's very charismatic. And when you have someone like Jeff Manning being a mentor to you, you're gonna be pretty good. Yeah, the guy's amazing.
Oh, as we said, you have traveled quite a bit, but I know everybody has those places that they have not yet wrestled where they really want to go visit. What would be your number one spot where you've not wrestled yet, but you most want to go there?
Probably anywhere in Illinois, probably Chicago. There's a pretty good wrestling scene out there, and Chicago's fun. I've been there, but I've never wrestled there. It's a really fun place, and I really want to go back and hopefully wrestle there too. Also, California. I'm actually fortunate enough to get a debut there in March. That's going to be a lot of fun over there at Best of the West. But I'm excited to do that. But they got a lot of wrestling out there in California, so I'm excited to see what they have out there.
In recent years, one of the areas that has opened up to American talent at the independent level is Europe. It's easier to go over there and find independent wrestling and find promotions that will use an American as well. Is Europe a place that you've ever considered?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, British Strong Style is awesome. It's so much fun to watch. And definitely toughen you up being out there. And yeah, I've always wanted to go out there to Europe and wrestle out there.
Now, Japan has very long been a destination place for professional wrestlers because of the prestige that always went with it. If you had a Ribera's Steakhouse jacket several years ago, you were considered an elite wrestler just by having it. Is Japan something you've ever considered as well?
Yes, big time. Japan would be amazing. It's kind of scary, man. Those guys are tough sons of bitches. Oh, my God. Those guys are nuts. But, yeah, most definitely I've always wanted to go out there and wrestle out there. They're very very disciplined. You know, the guys are a bunch of honorable warriors out there. And I would really like to dabble into there and try out things over there.
All these places have different styles of professional wrestling. As we know, there are several different styles that are within professional wrestling. You have the technical aspect, the high-flying aspect, the brawling. There's so many styles. Do you have a particular favorite style of wrestling to do?
No, not a, definitely a particular style. My style specifically is a hybrid style of wrestling because I do a lot of different things. You know, I can wrestle lucha, I can high fly. I do love the tactical side. The being a mathematician. I can adapt to any given situation in any different style. So unfortunately, I have to have a good training to do that. So I like it all. And it's, to me, it's also entertaining, and it's a lot of fun to watch. So if you can do it well, I'll hats off to you. And, that's just I like doing a mixture of everything.
Now, as someone that gets around quite a bit, you have probably come across several different ring announcers, and the ring announcer is often the most forgotten role in wrestling, but it's one of the most vital because they keep the fans knowledgeable about how to spend their money for your company. They are the ones that allow the fans to know when and where to catch the next show, to keep the attendance going. Who are some of the better ring announcers out there that you've seen?
Definitely number one on my list is Joe Rinola, for sure. The guy is a fantastic ring announcer. And he always keeps the crowd engaged and interested in what's going on and stuff. And, yeah, he does keep a lot of knowledge, too. So he's definitely, like, for me, my number one, for sure, out of here with us. And we have one. His name is Arias here at Rocky Mountain. And he's just a kid. I think he's barely 18 or 19. But he's so charismatic, and he's a lot of fun to watch, and he keeps the crowd entertained in between the matches. But you're right, they're very pivotal and in what we do, and if you do it right, no matter what, they're gonna get the crowd into it. And I think those two for me are the top ones here in this area, anyways.
You've also seen your fair share of referees, and sometimes they get overlooked as well as far as what they can do. A lot of promoters don't put much stock into referees, and they'll just sometimes almost literally grab someone off the street, hand them a referee shirt, send them to the ring to do a show. A good promoter knows that a well-trained referee can help elevate the matches that they're in. They can save matches potentially. A lot of times that's just not really noticed even within the business, though. You've worked with a lot of guys out there all over the map. Who are some of the better referees you've worked with so far?
Yeah, you're definitely right. A referee can make or break a match for sure. Definitely, out here we got Josh Spicer. He's one of our main refs here at Rocky Mountain, and the guy is amazing. He's so good. He's there when you need him. He's not there when he doesn't need to be there. He's pivotal in what we do. I've worked with this guy, Josh Patterson, too. I think he's out there in Indianapolis, and based out there in Indianapolis. And he's really good at what he does as well, too. And he travels a lot. He's really good, too. And then, I had you sign guy. You're actually a really good referee, too. I do appreciate telling you that you are my ref and stuff, which is awesome. I think those are the three that stand out the most to me right now.
Yeah, I appreciate that for sure. One of the things I saw recently that sparked my interest was there's a promotion that ran a seminar for mental health within wrestling, and that is something that a lot of people in the business may overlook, but wrestling can be very, very stressful. It can lead to a lot of mental health issues. The fact that a promotion took the time to address that was surprising. I had never seen that before. Do you personally think that maybe that is something that will catch on and you will see more and more of that, or do you think it was an anomaly?
I think you're right. It is kind of an anomaly. You don't really see it too much. I think you're talking about My guy Sam Knight out there in Indianapolis with the Destination Six, he just ran one actually just this Saturday right before his show, and
yeah.
I think it's amazing. I think that needs to become a standard, because you're totally right. This does a lot. Like I said earlier, this is 90% mental, 10% physical, and so to have someone out there to run a seminar how to keep yourself in a good mental state is super important. And I really do think we need a lot more of it because, yeah, this stuff's hard, man. It's so draining, not just physically, but mentally. I mean, this thing will drain you mentally way faster than it will, your physical being. And you got to be able to find a good balance, where you can kind of, balance out, your normal life and wrestling, because, there is life after wrestling and, outside of wrestling, so you have to be able to keep a good balance of both, and you need a good mental health for that. And, it keeps you motivated, keeps you going. And so, yeah, I think it needs to be a new standard out with a lot of places.
Now, if you could pick one aspect of professional wrestling that you think more people need to address in seminars or in training schools, that you see as a problem area in professional wrestling that may not get the attention that it really needs, what's that one thing that you would have addressed?
There's a few things. I guess the first one, the first thing that pops my mind, the mental health part. That needs to be, a big thing that needs to be addressed, because a lot of guys out there just run themselves dry, and that's not good. It's terrible. It's not safe. I guess the thing right next to it too is less is more. So where people can learn how to do what they need to do in the ring, but not as often, like punches. Everyone's doing these rapid punches and stuff, and that doesn't need to be the case. About these rapid strikes, it needs to be, one solid one. Because then it just means more, especially bring out these big moves and stuff. There's a reason for it. So what's the reason for it? Why are you doing it? Is it a good time to use this or not? There's a lot of risks, dangers into it as well too. The toll it takes on your body. So less is more for sure. I mean, that's the biggest thing that we need to put out there. So you don't need these crazy moves back and forth all in one match. You gotta save that for the big pay per view event. You gotta know where your spot is on the card. Be able to listen to your body and say, okay, wait, can I do this right now or something, So, yeah, definitely less is more for sure. It needs to be hard on a lot, too.
Well, we're down to the last few minutes. I want to make sure you have ample time to say anything you would like to say, plug and promote anything and everything, social medias, upcoming shows, merchandise, your favorite bakery, whatever you would like. Floor is all yours.
Favorite bakery, that's funny. Be on the lookout for, a lot of things that are happening here in Colorado. We have a lot of things going on. Said you talked about it before. It's a hotbed now, and just keep a lookout for everything that we got. Rocky Mountain does over 200 dates, close to 200 dates, in 1 year here, all over the state and stuff. You can always reach me at on the Facebook, Valen Links. I'm the only one, so it's easy to find. Instagram and Twitter at Balaam _, and you find me on there. I'm always promoting all the shows that I'm doing. Those always support your local wrestling, because it's definitely something magical, and it's an experience I promise you'll never forget if you've never seen me before. So definitely support your local shows. And just for the other guys out there, just keep pushing, keep hard, keep going. The new year started, so make this one of the best years you guys have, but always make time for yourself as well, too, because your mental health is more important. You, yourself, is more important than anything else. So always look out for yourself as well, too.
Well said, Balaam Links. I want to thank you very, very much for taking the time to be with us today. I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see you soon, and best of luck for 2023.
Thank you, sir. I very much appreciate it. Man, I had fun with doing this, man. Thank you again.
Our pleasure, absolutely. Coach, as we wrap up today, plugs and stuff to promote.
Yeah, you can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And also, if you need any project done, no job too big or small, contact A-Plus Payless Handyman Services, licensed and bonded and insured general contractors can do any job you need. And they are 10% cheaper than any written estimate and 15% cheaper than for military and seniors. So just get a hold of us and we'll get it done. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. And also check out the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast every Saturday at noon Pacific. And we appreciate that Sign Guy comes on there at least half the time. And thanks a lot for everybody.
All right. You can find me later today. I will be on the podcast Through the Door with Nathan and Tanette. So that will be later tonight. We're doing that. Looking forward to being a guest there. You can find me on the Book of Faces, the Twitter, the Gram, Chicken Bob on all of those as well. So look up Chicken Bob. Also, if you're looking to get into professional wrestling, Jake Oman just opened up a school, White River Wrestling Academy. If you're going to learn professional wrestling, that would be a very, very, very good place to go. One of the best professional wrestlers you will find. He's ran schools all over the world. So make sure you check that out if you're thinking of a career. We will be back with you next week. Next Friday we have Lewis Rock with us. Then we will be right back here on Sunday, so make sure you have plans to be with us, and we will talk to you soon.
Everybody, you know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the Coach with the Most, coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I gotta roast you in my social media post. You double dose or diagnose, you feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the Coach with the Most, Coach Mike Jones.
Coach, coach.